consultation to see if the program is right for you. Call 864-502-1777. That is 864-502-1777. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 864-502-1777 and mention the word healthy, or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. MyPhDWeightLoss.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The death of an inmate at the Jessup Correctional Institute is being investigated as a homicide. 61-year-old Warren Griffin died last Friday, but the cause of death has not been released. Maryland State Police say a suspect has been identified, but his name will not be released until charges are filed. The investigation is ongoing. The Maryland State Highway Administration is proposing a project to widen part of Route 3 to improve traffic operations, pedestrian access, and safety for all users. The plan includes a proposal to convert Route 3 to 3 lanes in each direction between Walchapel Road and Maryland 175 to the north. There would also be a 10-foot-wide shared-use path and an additional turn lane. The project is still in the design phase, and there could be a couple of years before construction would begin. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Eric DaCosta at the podium yesterday in Indianapolis, saying the team will let the NFL's investigation on Justin Tucker play out before any decisions are made. When asked about how active the Ravens would be in free agency, DaCosta offered,
"You guys know the Ravens. Right player, right price. You know, we don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space. We call it couch cushion coins, you know, like we're trying to find 50 grand here, 75 grand there in a couch cushion."
Orioles take on the Pirates under sunny skies in Bradenton, Florida this afternoon. Tomioki Sugano makes his Birds debut. Elsewhere, Birds announcing closer Felix Bautista will throw at least 2 more live bullpen sessions before he makes his first Grapefruit League appearance. Big boy basketball tonight in College Park. 16th-ranked Maryland takes on number 8 Michigan State. The game ripe with postseason implications. Head coach Kevin Willard says his team is keenly aware.
"I have not talked to them about the standings. They have talked about it themselves. What I love most about coaching this team is that they have a sense of awareness of where they are and what's going on within the league."
The Spartans and Michigan tied atop the league with 3 losses. Maryland and Wisconsin tied for 3rd with 5. Top 4 get double byes in the conference tournament. And finally, former Lake Clifton High School basketball star and Georgetown University standout Kevin Braswell passed away on Monday. Cause of death was undisclosed. At Lake Clifton, Braswell was a 3-time Baltimore Sun All-Metro selection. At Georgetown, Braswell started 128 games in a row, becoming the school's all-time leader in assists and steals. Kevin Braswell was 46. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens talk publicly about Justin Tucker. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Soak up the sunshine today. It's another gorgeous February day, 64. Tomorrow, Showers scattered, 63, and then Friday's dry. It's cooler, 54 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 46 in Dundalk, 49 in Owings Mills, and 42 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. You're at midweek here. It's only Wednesday, but guess what? You're getting through it. If you're tuning into WCBM, well, guess what? You're on the fast track to Friday, and you're going to have a great day. I can promise you that. We were talking to Senator Justin Reedy around 9:35 about Senate Bill 258. I got a text here from my friend Brenda. She says, good morning, Kim. Have you heard anything about commercial fishing, another small business that has been hit hard by Maryland? Maryland is known for crabs, and there are not many young people diving into the industry due to the cost to run a successful business. Fishing is a big deal in Maryland for sure. Many families take their children fishing and crabbing all summer. Will this be another family activity that families can't afford? So here's what Senate Bill 258 says, okay? It says altering the fees for resident consolidated senior sport fishing licenses, angler's licenses, and trout stamps. And so this is one of those bills, of course. As we heard there, we had our friend call from Middle River, and I appreciate that, that said that this, you know, the fees on the fishing license haven't gone up since 1997, and it was long overdue. Now, of course, I did ask, you know, why now of all times, you know, as things are getting costly, but he says, you know what, he can't answer that, but it was time for things to, I guess, go up or increase in general. If you want to maintain the fishery. And I understand that as well. I guess, you know, I also look at this, you know, how many people go out there and do recreation fishing without a license? I would assume that's a fairly large amount, right? I mean, if everybody that fished, you know, really went to get their fishing license, perhaps there wouldn't be such an increase to maintain the fishery. Because I would assume that you've got a lot of people out there fishing without a license. I would go ahead and make that assumption. I mean, think about it. We've got a lot of people in the state that are here illegally. I mean, you know what I mean? It's another hit on the law-abiding citizens. That's what we see time and time again. So no, the commercial isn't listed here, Brenda, on Senate Bill 258, but I did check it and see. And anybody can go to the Maryland General Assembly website, and you can just put in, we'll put in SB, because it's a Senate bill, not a House bill, and then just put 258, and then it should just pop up for you. And luckily, these bills, they're not written like, you know, it's on Capitol Hill, where it's extremely complicated and 400 pages long. Luckily, we don't have that problem in Annapolis. But you should be able to quickly skim through that and take a look at it. I did want to just kind of touch on the allegations with kicker for Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker. It's interesting because, of course, my daughter, Olivia, she knows exactly who Justin Tucker is. And I think almost every kid knows who Justin Tucker is in the Baltimore region. But, you know, his name keeps coming up, obviously, when we're in the car because I listen to talk radio pretty much 24/7. And, you know, it did come up again this morning with Justin Tucker because now the Ravens manager, Eric DaCosta, he did actually address the allegations at a presser yesterday. And he said his words were, they're serious and concerning, quote. Now, the total is still at 16 women that are accusing the kicker of inappropriate behavior at some of the spas and massage therapy sessions being held across the region. You know, it's a lot of the stories, and we talked about this, a lot of the stories sound very similar. And when you have 16 women, now we don't have any of their names, but when you have 16 women come forward with the same story, it's tough. But here's the thing, and we discussed this. The story was tipped off at a barbershop, and you had somebody with the Baltimore banner receive a phone call because this was being discussed in a barbershop. The Baltimore Banner then reached out to some of the alleged women that had been posting about it, whether it was on social media or Reddit or things like that. So I bring this up because some people will say, well, Kim, sometimes, you know, stories comes in by tips. Sure. But I bring this up because you don't know how the questions were asked. Okay. You don't know whether or not any of the questions were very leading. We have no idea. We don't know if the Baltimore Banner journalists, you know, called some of these women and say, you know, I just wanted to ask you what your experience was at Justin Tucker. It looks like he came in for some of your massages. And we're getting stories that he, you know, pulled his pants down. He did some of these other things, you know, some of the other allegations. You know, did he do that while with you? See, that's a very leading question. Because, again, this happened over eight years ago in some of these instances. Could the young lady then say, well, you know what? I don't remember, but I do remember feeling uncomfortable, right? So then you have like this snowball effect. So it's like, okay, 16 women have come forward. Many of the stories are similar, but I can't tell you whether or not they were asked leading questions. And that's the issue I guess I have with this is what happened there. And why don't we have any names? Now, of course, I'm sure the Ravens are looking at this thinking, you know, we don't need this kind of drama in the next season. And if it's kind of brushed under the rug, out of all those 16 women and the Baltimore Banner, could they be upset about that, right? Could they want to take this to civil court? Sure. Do they have any proof of it? I don't know. There is a letter that came out from one of the spas where I guess a massage therapist, a masseuse, told her boss that she didn't want to work with Justin any further. And so that letter actually made it to the Baltimore Banner because that spa had it on file. Because, you know, they have to keep records of all these complaints and everything else. So this is tough. And I guarantee you it's going to be tough during next season, considering how slow walk this is so far. I mean, again, we have no names. 16 women total. The Ravens are just now, really, in my view, completely acknowledging it and acknowledge the allegations. Obviously, kicker Justin Tucker said none of it is true. We also discussed his statement that went out. Thought that was a little weird. I don't know if you guys recall, but the language that was used, he basically said, well, there's no proof of this. Well, if you're innocent, I don't know if my first statement would be, you have no proof. I think my first statement would be, I didn't do it, you know? So that's, you know, but when you have lawyers write these statements, you know, they write things like that because they're like, oh, we've got to cross all our T's and dot all our I's. And then they put out the statement that you think that they got from like AI or something. And you're like, well, what the heck is this? Any normal person would say, well, this doesn't seem like he's innocent. It's not saying he's guilty, but man, what's going on? You know, and so that's what happens sometimes when you got consultants and others doing damage control for you. Trust me, I know. I know that for a fact. All right, I just wanted to kind of lay that out there. I'm pretty sure they said that the investigation is underway. I'm pretty sure they're going to continue doing this. And I know the Baltimore Banner, since they broke the story, they're going to be all over it, which means it's going to be front page news. And even if it's not true, it's going to be front page news for at least a few months. And for that, if it's not true, I feel bad for Justin Tucker if it's not true. Like I said, my daughter, who's 8 years old, said, oh, no, what's going on with Justin Tucker? And all I said to her is, there's some allegations out there. They're doing an investigation. That's all I can tell you, kid. You know, Yeah. We're going to school. Just pay attention to what's going on. Yeah. No, so that's all I told her about it. But interesting enough, you know, her ears perked up when she heard Justin's name. And I'm sure every kid that's riding in the car with their parent to school and they're listening to talk radio and they hear that update, the kid's asking questions. And, you know, so we'll continue to see. We'll ask questions as well. But I just wanted to tell you where this was currently. Let's see. I do have a text here about the fishing license. This is coming from Mark. Mark says, I live on the Eastern Shore. Illegal aliens do not buy a fishing license, whether it's poached fish, crabs, and they have no consequences. The DNR publishes violations, and the surnames are either Hispanic or Asian. Yeah, Mark, I have a feeling a lot of that is going on. And because of that, I do believe that, you know, some of this rise in fees, I do believe, you know, some of this goes hand in hand. They're not going to admit it. They're not going to say it. And, you know, I'm sure the senator doesn't want to address it either. And I didn't want to ask him about it because he is going to the floor to ask to have this delayed. The last thing we want is one of his Democrat colleagues to, you know, listen to the show and hear him say something like that and then say, oh, we should not delay it. You know, so, you know, you ask questions, you know, at certain times, I guess. But, Mark, I guarantee, I thank you for sharing that, but I guarantee that's happening a lot. I will tell you guys, the uptick that we've seen in Middle River, and if you live in Middle River, you can attest to this. You know I love the boat. You know I love to be on the water. Do I get in the water? No, I'm black, okay? But I love to be on the water. And I will tell you what, whether you're going to like Hart Island, stuff like that, you could see there is definitely an increase of individuals that have boats and jet skis, and they don't speak a lick of English. Not a lick of English. And I've seen people, I've seen Middle River boaters that have been out there for years. I've seen them, you know, getting a little bit upset because, you know, there's some etiquette out there on the water. And I know many of you can agree to this. There is some etiquette you use when you're on the water. And if you're coming here from another country and you're used to just doing whatever, like it's the Rio Grande. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you don't, you know, adhere to the etiquette. And we've been seeing that on the water. And I saw that even this past summer. And so even when you go to pull up and you, you know, you throw out your anchor to kind of just, you know, relax with your family. Usually when you're out there, you try to make sure that you're not too close to other boats. You do take note that, you know, if there's families around, you know, the last thing is you want to pull up your boat and drop anchor next to a family where they've got, you know, five or six kids out there playing on the tubes or playing right in the water. You know, you're not going to pull right up to those boats and sit there and, you know, have like a drink fest and a, you know, drinking party. And it's just common courtesy, I guess. You know, it's like you're not going to have like this big, you know, alcohol rager and then pull up next to a family of six where they've got, you know, toddlers. It's just common courtesy. I'm seeing less and less of the common courtesy on the water. If you get my drift, I see less and less of it. And I know that there's been an increase because you can see it. Are they going to do something about it? I don't know. I guess I'm hoping the crackdown on illegal immigrants will take care of a little bit of it. Are they all here illegally? I don't know. I can't talk to them. They don't speak English. But there's definitely a change. And if you're going to call me racist for pointing it out, I don't mind. I don't care. Call me racist. I don't care. I see the change. And I don't like it. You guys know I have a daughter. I don't like it. Clay and Owings Mills. Clay, you wanted to weigh in on the fishing license?
Hi. Good morning, Ken. Yeah, I just spent about 15 minutes on the new app trying to figure out how to text you, and I couldn't, but so I figured I would call.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's been since the 90s that the fishing license fee has gone up. It's been $5 forever. And for what you get from it, that money doesn't go back into the general fund. It goes to specific uses for wildlife preservation, fishing, stocking fishing ponds, the Natural Resources Police. It goes back to benefit the fishermen. You know, it's not just going into the general fund.
Okay, so you're
so
saying...
I, go ahead. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that they wouldn't have a problem with it, but I guess you're saying that it's not going into the general fund, so if there are illegal immigrants that are fishing without a license, or even just anybody without a license, you're saying that that doesn't affect anything that you do out there fishing, correct?
No. I believe everybody should get a license, and if somebody is an illegal or otherwise fishing without one, then that's they have to be stopped. They have to be cited and fined and forced to buy a license.
Right, right.
Everybody ought to have a license, and for $12, it's pennies.
Right, but I guess some people are bringing up the point that there are people out there that do not have a license, and they're wondering if they're paying more for the upkeep for those that do not have a license. But you're saying that's not the case.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, Clay, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be right back, and we'll continue discussing. It looks like I have a caller that wants to discuss Justin Tucker. And then we'll also talk about the graduation rates across the state of Maryland.
Hi, this is Italo, your host at Liberatore's in Bel Air, inviting you to try our outstanding daily specials featuring three-course meals at great fixed price. Tuesday, shrimp night plus $2 off all mules. Wednesday, steak night plus $2 off martinis. Thursday, seafood night plus $2 off sangrias. And Sunday's pasta night with half-price bottles of wine under $60. Come and enjoy the fun. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
With all the uncertainty in the world, you should have some cash and backup paper copies of your important documents. Don't be like my friend Bill, who keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with Fire and Berg ratings and a full selection of gun safes. We are located at 10015 Plaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. Ask for Ashley. She can recommend the best safe that will fit your needs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I have no idea. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. You know what? This is a little bit of chatter here with the fishing license fees going up from $5 to $12 for residents. Senator Justin Reedy was on with us a little bit earlier. He's going to take to the Senate floor to see if he can delay that in any way. Or I would say even if you could drop it just a bit, 5 to 12, it sounds excessive, but I don't fish. So I don't know. But when you're adding $7 on, that's a lot. Doug in the text line says, Morning, Kim. I find it hard to believe that the fishing license fees don't go into the general fund. Everything else does. Yeah, Doug, that's what Clay said on there. I don't know. I would think that it would. And I would think that those that do not have a fishing license, I would think that they're, you know, pun intended, muddying the waters for everybody else. I really do. And I do believe my friend Mark that texted in from Eastern Shore, I do believe that they're not cracking down on it. And I don't think they're doing much about it. And I would go back and say that it has to do with the fact that we are somewhat of a sanctuary state. And, you know, the police don't want to get involved. Look, I've seen it with my own eyes, okay? You guys know I love the water. I post about it all the time. I get a lot of crap for it, and that's fine. But I love being out there. That's like the best part about living in Middle River, right? And I can tell you, last summer was a bit different you know, than I would say 4 or 5 summers ago. Just wanted to throw that out there. I've got Kathy at Overly. Kathy, did you want to weigh in on Justin Tucker and the allegations he's currently facing?
I did, and I think that the allegations are false. You know, he was a young guy, and the women that are accusing him they're wrong. They were after him because he was a handsome dude, probably still is, but they were after the fame and fortune, and they wanted to ride on the tailcoats.
So you think that, you think because he's Justin Tucker, do you think that these 16 women are making the story up?
I do. And I think that he, yes, I think that Justin Tucker was a handsome guy. And I think they wanted to ride on his tailcoats.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Kathy, before I let you go. Why do you think they didn't actually come forward with the allegations? Because it's really the Baltimore Banner that called the women.
Why? They embarrassed. If it did happen, I don't believe it did. And then, you know, somebody said, hey, he's got money, he's cute, we can go fame and fortune. Sorry, gold digger, I don't know. And yes, and Middle River, right?
Yep.
You are. So we do Herring Run. I'm up by Herring Run.
Okay.
Which leads all the way down. So please pick your trash up, people.
Yeah. Yes, Kathy, I agree with you. Because it's getting worse.
And I tell the kids I'm not trash. I don't live in it.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Yeah. No, Kathy, you're right. It's getting worse. Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate you. Kathy is right on that. It is getting worse. That's why when I laugh at the bag tax thing. Because they're like, oh, it's going to stop the trash. It's gonna stop. What? Have you seen Baltimore County lately? It ain't getting better. It ain't plastic bags. Yeah, I'm not going to go on a tangent there. We talked about that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about graduation rates. We're also going to talk about BGE rate hikes again. And then Stephen A. Smith, he sat down with Representative Hakeem Jeffries out of New York. And he had a revelation that I think many of us had most likely years ago. But we'll talk about that as well. Coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. That big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it, has cleared the House. A massive budget blueprint includes trillions in tax relief and spending cuts. Passed on a vote of 217 to 215, all Democrats voting no, along with one Republican. With Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unable to seek re-election because he is term limited, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds has announced that he is running for governor. He has the endorsement of President Trump. Ukrainian President Zelensky is expected in Washington on Friday to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump says it could be a $1 trillion deal and would benefit both countries. The White House Correspondents Association will no longer determine the makeup of the White House press pool. Rules change be enacted by the Trump White House. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 190 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. One of the goals of the secular progressives in our land has been to remove all references to God from the public square. This would include the line in our Pledge of Allegiance, which says, "One nation under God." But just what does that declaration mean? It means that we've been given this land and flag, and yes, even our representative form of government, as a gift from the great God Almighty. It means that we did not become the land of the free and the home of the brave by blind fate or coincidence, but that a wise and benevolent Creator providentially purposed that it should be this way. But today, America is at a crossroads. Which way will it go? Will we continue to ignore, deny, and blaspheme our Creator, or are there still enough righteous people in the land to receive God's continued blessings for us? Righteousness exalts a nation, which we've seen in earlier times, but sin is a reproach to any people, and God's judgment on our nation is long overdue. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens GM Eric DaCosta and head coach John Harbaugh met the media yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis and spoke publicly for the first time on Justin Tucker. First, DaCosta acknowledging the severity of the situation.
The allegations are serious and concerning. The amount of allegations are serious and concerning. I think we're fortunate that the league is doing an investigation. We'll wait as patiently as we can for as much information as we can, and we'll make our decisions based on that.
Harbaugh then also emphasizing the league's involvement.
The NFL is looking into it, but they're going to review it. They're going to try to gather all the facts, and hopefully we'll have an understanding of it at that time. And then once there's an understanding of it, then you have a chance to make some decisions and determinations and things like that, and that's where we're at right now.
O's were back in action yesterday in Sarasota, using the long ball to defeat the Tigers 8-7. Heston Kerstad making his case with a two-run opposite field shot in the second. Birds used eight pitchers. Charlie Morton started. Dean Kramer followed. Neither looked particularly sharp. Coming up in 30 minutes, the chase continues for the Grade 8. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
It's not quite spring yet, but it certainly feels like it. With the mild temperatures we still have today, we'll continue to enjoy some comfortable weather the rest of the week. Sunny and 64 today. There's a slight chance of a shower late tonight, and tomorrow we do have some rain, but the showers are scattered, not a washout. 63. Friday, sunny and dry, cooler. 54 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Panama Canal. It's crucially important that people understand that this is a serious matter and that no president since Reagan has ever brought it up. Neither of the Bushes. No Republican in the Senate or the House has ever brought it up. Donald Trump brought it up. Donald Trump wants to do something about it.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We've got lots to still talk about, but I know a lot of people are weighing in on the Justin Tucker allegations, and I want you to be able to do that. We are going to get into the graduation rates here and some of these other stories, but we are going to, you know, go ahead and hear what you have to say about Justin Tucker. I know we had the last caller before the break. I don't know if the women were out to get Justin because he's handsome and famous. I don't know about that because, like I said, this story, it didn't come forward because one of the women came forward and then there was like this domino effect. We only know about any of this because the Baltimore Banner, a friend of the Baltimore Banner was sitting in a barbershop and that friend then called the Baltimore Banner and said, guess what I just heard? And then the Baltimore Banner started contacting women that were posting things on social media because, you know, you could put keywords in and things will pop up. And I guess that's what they did. And so there was like this thread on Reddit where there were women talking about their experience with Justin Tucker at some of these spas. So it's not like it came out of thin air. But again, I don't know if some of these 16 women were asked leading questions. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that information. I've got Denise in Annapolis. Denise, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. About 20 years ago, my niece went to massage school, and this is so common, it's not even funny. She was excellent at her job. She even opened up her own shop, but she closed it down because this was so typical, and men would grope her and grab her.
Oh, my gosh.
Ask for sex and what have you. And it's ugly. And the last caller, just because he's handsome, if Justin Tucker needed to do anything like that, he has enough money to take care of business. He doesn't need to do that in a massage parlor or a salon, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. So Denise, you're saying that the guy's got a little handsy in general. It's not new, I guess.
No, they not only got handsy and whatever, they took it to a different level.
Okay. All right. Well,
do you think
that maybe Justin was used to getting away with it and he did it in other places? But I guess then my question would be, you know, I guess why would you think it would take 8 years to kind of discover this? Or do you think it's just because somebody called and they said, you know what, actually it did happen?
Well, you know what? I think it's like rape. Women don't come forward because it's hard to admit something like that.
Yeah.
Because you are being assaulted in a different way.
Right.
But, you know, and it's embarrassing. I mean, my niece was excellent. She no longer does it just because of what men did in her salon. Wow. I've actually thought that there should be a security guard there and these men should be arrested.
Wow.
Because that's sexual assault as far as I'm concerned.
You're right. No, absolutely. Just the fact that they asked about some of those things is sexual harassment in my view.
Yeah,
wow.
They would ask for sex. You know, they would grab her and kiss her.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Yeah, it was absolutely horrible.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for sharing that. I had no idea. I appreciate you sharing that.
All right, Kim, thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I never... So here's a little tidbit about me. You probably will think I'm weird for saying this, okay? I don't get massages. I don't get any of those things because I don't like to be touched. Is that weird? It might be weird. Some people can relate. But I don't even like being touched in that way. Like, I don't. Especially a stranger. I don't. I know a lot of people like it, and I'd probably be a lot happier and a little more relaxed. And even, believe it or not, my cardiologist said that I should get a massage so I can calm down and lower my blood pressure. But I don't like being touched by strangers. It's just something that I don't like. I don't like it. Well, Brian's asking if it was Morgan Wallen that wanted to give you a massage. You know what? I would still say no. I would, because I would be so nervous and uncomfortable. I am. I'm super uncomfortable with massages. I really am. I got Terrell in Columbia. Terrell, you wanted to weigh in?
Yo, hi, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you.
Picking up. My wife says, who's a big Raven fan, that she thinks it's a scam, that the girls are just jumping in and they need to have a lie detector test.
Oh, wow. So she thinks that they're kind of all ganging up on them?
Yeah, absolutely. Ganging up on them because they see dollar signs and it's just, why 8 years later?
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, you're not the only one. Your wife's not the only one that believes that as well. I guess I just look at it and I think, you know, for me, and maybe you see the same thing, the way that they went about the story is strange to me. Like, I know that you get tips and you investigate the tips. I get that. But we didn't get any, you know, we don't know exactly what questions were asked. We don't know anybody's names. We don't know really any of the information. I guess to me, it's like anybody could come forward and say that I did something like this, you know, because we literally have no evidence of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the part that's getting me with it. All right. Terrell, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Just one very quick thing.
Yep.
I think the appropriate punishment would be for him to sit out the Steeler football games. Not saying that I'm from Pittsburgh, but it's a thought.
All right. Maybe they hear you there over at the Ravens organization. Thank you, Terrell. Thank you so much. You know, if this is true, I would expect them to cut him from the team. I would I would expect that to happen. Because look, remember what the whole situation with Ray Rice? And I mean, there's many, many football players that come through the Ravens organization where they had to get rid of them. If the allegations are true, I would think that they would have to cut them. And again, this, we're talking 16 different women. We're not talking about two women. We're talking 16 different women. That's a lot. That's a lot. I've got Lucy in Bel Air. Lucy, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, yeah, some of these people are doing, there's a classic line about blame the victim. But the part, and of course as a woman, I don't appreciate that. A lot of people who are victims don't like to report it. They don't want to talk about it anymore. They want to try and forget it and put it past. So a lot of people who are victims don't report.
Right, right. Lucy, I guess, and here's my question then. Do you think that these women, they came forward because they felt better that other people were telling their story?
Yes. Plus the fact some time has elapsed, so they probably thought it was behind them. And now that it's not, they say, well, you know, they'll speak up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lucy, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's a tough conversation. It is, because, you know, on one hand, it's, of course, you feel bad for the victims, right? Especially if it's true. But on the other hand, if it's not true, you feel bad for Justin Tucker. And I'm pretty sure he thought all this was behind him, because now he has, you know, a wife, an adorable son. And, you know, I was looking up to see, it looks like his son's maybe 4 or 5 years old. So this would have happened even way before he had his son. It looks like it would have happened before he got married. So he's probably thinking it's behind him. And I, you know what? I do appreciate our friend Denise calling. I had no idea people were getting that crazy with massage therapists. What is wrong with you? I didn't realize that was a thing. Jeez Louise. It sounds like it's worse than working at Hooters or something. Good grief. Okay. All right. I want to get to some of these other stories. Also, I saw a notification that went by me last night at 9:12 p.m. Shock Trauma in Baltimore City was at capacity and was no longer accepting medevac helicopters. Did you guys see that? See, I was waiting. I wrote it down in my notes because I was waiting to see if whether or not we would see a news story about it today, and I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Also, I got this notification as well, and I don't know if anybody else would know about it, but it was a notification that came across that said multiple PD units along with aviation are en route to a Hispanic male with a machete hitting people on the 7100 block of Eastbrook Avenue. Officers are struggling with the suspect, requesting units to step it up. Again, that came over on the police scanner. This is another thing. I still don't believe we're getting all the stories every morning, okay? And I know you're probably thinking, Kim, well, you're the news over there. I understand that. But there's obviously, you know, and I'm a talk radio opinion host, but obviously there are a lot of things that are not hitting the cycle. And, you know, like I said, that's a pretty hard story to make up with this guy with the machete. And then the shock trauma at capacity at 9 p.m. I would love for an investigative journalist to go check that out. Because if that's the case, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. We already heard about the problems at 911 and all these other things. You know, they're short EMTs, they're short police officers, they're short firefighters. If you're telling me that shock trauma had to shut down to the fact that they were no longer accepting people, that's a problem. That is a problem. Remember we were talking about the story last week where the woman brought her son in? He had a gunshot wound and it got infected. So she went to the emergency room and they were like, I don't know when we could see him. You remember that? And then she had to take him down to D.C. to go to George Washington Hospital because they were not at capacity. You know, this is... I bring this to you because I feel like that this story is really going to blow up. And I don't think Baltimore City, number one, has the resources to rectify any of this. But if I was on city council or the mayor, I would start thinking about ways to rectify the situation and rectify it quickly. Because once it gets out there on national news that they're sending away medevac helicopters, whew, I don't know about that, buddy. I don't know about that. Okay, I want to go back to the question of the day because, of course, it is a big one, and then we'll move on to another story here. That is, do you think that the recent government job cuts will cause a mass exodus from Maryland? That is a big question of the day on WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So far, 60% say yes. You think people will leave if they lose their federal job? And 40% of you say no. I will say again, I'm with the yeses. Because if you are in Maryland, number one, taxes, fees, all those things are going up. Number two, those federal workers, some of them are making six figures. There aren't a whole lot of six-figure jobs or career opportunities right now in the private sector in the state of Maryland. If you could go and live somewhere where the weather is nicer, why wouldn't you? If you have kids, do you want them in this school system? Not so sure. Things are looking a little bit better on the state level, but I've got some numbers here to talk to you about where it comes to the local Baltimore region. Now, we've talked before about Project Baltimore and all the work that Chris Papps is doing at Project Baltimore. Also, real quick, I did get a text message. Senator Justin Reedy right now is on the floor speaking about the possible fishing license increase with Senate Bill 258. So we'll continue to wait and listen and see if he was able to move the needle at all with that. Let's see. So you've got Maryland high school graduation rates. The class of 2024, 87.6%, which is actually really, really good right now, guys. 87.6% across the state of Maryland. And that number has gone up since 2017. So you should be happy about that. Anne Arundel County schools, your graduation rate, kind of similar with the state, 88.5%. Again, 87.6% is the average across the state. If you are in Baltimore County, the high school graduation rate is at 85.8%. You're right up there. We'll get into the details here. But here is Baltimore City's high school graduation rate. Now, remember, they're spending $21,000 per pupil annually. Okay? Per pupil annually. So here's the deal. This is a lot of money going into Baltimore City. And we know that there isn't a ton of proficiency happening across the board. Their graduation rate set in Baltimore City, 71%. 71%. This is on top of the fact that we know in the state of Maryland, there are kids that are graduating that should not be graduating. That's the other piece I wanted to mention here. Yes, the graduation rate's up since 2017, but it is not, it doesn't pass me here that, unfortunately, we're passing kids that should not be getting out of high school at all. Let's be honest. A lot of them get out of high school and end up where? Right on the streets. Now, some of it by choice, but some of it because I don't think they could go anywhere else, if I'm just being frank here, okay? And so that's kind of where we sit. And so when you're thinking about federal workers losing their jobs and you're looking at some of these graduation rates in some of these school districts, are you saying, look, I lost my six-figure job. All the fees and taxes are going up. Maryland's weather isn't really the best. Why wouldn't you go somewhere where it's nicer? I would believe? A lot of those federal workers that were working remote, how many of them do you think still even live in Maryland? That could be some of what this protest is about as well. I was thinking about that. If I've been remotely working since 2020, it is 2025, and I could do my job from anywhere and not have to pay the high prices you have here in the state of Maryland, I would have moved years ago. And so now you're telling people, oh, you got to come back to work. Where? To this building in Woodlawn? You got to come back to work. Where? The Navy Yard in D.C.? Yeah, I'd be upset too. Because there could have been a possibility where you never told your boss that you moved to Tennessee. I think that's a lot of this too. But no, the protesters, they're not talking about that piece of it. But what would be the incentive to stay? Even school districts in Tennessee and other areas are still better than here in many places. Yeah, I would have left. I would have left years ago. If I saw that even after the pandemic that they weren't asking me to come back to work, I would have moved. And that could be some of the pushback. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into what Stephen A. Smith and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries discussed. Also, the UMB poll showing that Marylanders are concerned about the state's economy. You don't say. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code Omega50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code Omega50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code Omega50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier, well-being with Rescue Omega-3s.
Hi, I'm Vinny Theo, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. It's true. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or I'll pay you the difference. Call or text me today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnyStheo.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were talking about, we were talking about all kinds of things this morning, weren't we? I did want to give you an update here. I got a text. Senator Justin Reedy, remember he had an amendment to delay raising some of these fees as a fishing license. Unfortunately, it did not pass. But I will say that there were some Democrats in the Senate that agreed with Senator Justin Reedy. And so they actually voted for his amendment. So Senator Justin Reedy, thank you for giving it your all, as always. And we'll continue to hope and pray. You know what? I was saying this online earlier because somebody else posted something that Adrienne Jones. Oh, right. Adrienne Jones, she wants like a social equity group organized or something like that in Annapolis. It's something stupid, you know. And I said, you know what we got to do? And, you know, of course, we got to support our Republicans, support everybody in our party, especially those that are running here in 2026. But on top of that, I think it's time to get involved in some of these Democrat primaries. You know, I don't know why we're delaying that, to be honest with you. I know we don't have a lot of sway and a lot of pull, but if we could at least just get rid of the progressives, it would make things a little bit easier, right? Not a lot, but some of the bills that we see hitting the floor and those that are voting against common sense legislation, I guarantee you, when we go to look at who voted for Senator Justin Reedy's amendments, I guarantee you the moderate Democrats would have voted with him and the progressives would have voted against him. Now, there's going to be some people that feel as though, whatever, I don't fish, doesn't concern me, doesn't concern my constituents, whatever. But if we could get rid of some of these individuals that are constantly talking about race, transgender stuff, right? You know, sexual explicit books for children. If we could get rid of those individuals, it would make life a little bit easier, right? I mean, think about it. We had on Delegate Mark Fisher yesterday talking about House Bill 380. It passed the House, and this is Delegate Williams, her bill, you know, to have condoms and vending machines in elementary schools, right? They decriminalized it. That passed the House. And then if you go down the list of the people that voted in favor of, you know, Delegate Nicole Williams, you're looking like, wow, who are these people? Then you go look at their Facebook. And, you know, they're in their very profile picture is a huge trans flag or something. You're just like, what is going on? What is going on? You know, and so that's kind of where I am with this. Yes, I want to build a great team here with the Republicans. We had on yesterday our friend Fitzgerald over out of Montgomery County. I thought he was very impressive. I received so many of your emails that you believed he's very impressive. I agree. You know, we can continue to build that team. But on the flip side of this, let's figure out how we can run a little defense in these Democrat primaries. I will tell you last night, because remember, they were trying to fill Senator Carl Jackson's seat. That delegate seat is now going to Kim Ross. Now, Kim Ross is the one that Glenn Gilhar, our friend, he supported her over Caitlin Kilmer. Now, Caitlin, we looked her up. Remember, she's the one that's like, you know, that likes witchcraft and all this other stuff. Well, anyways, she lost by unanimous vote. Kim Ross, everybody voted for Kim Ross. And she was endorsed by Senator Carl Jackson. But now Caitlin Kilmer, she was endorsed by Harry Bidari and Nick Allen. And Harry and Nick are both very progressive. If I could say that, you know, we had Republicans running in that district, District 8, I would say, man, it would be great if we had people that could take those two seats. I can't take this progressive stuff anymore. I can't. We got to do something. Yeah, there's some seats that Republicans can't win. Number-wise, we're not going to get there. But if we can help get a moderate Democrat in some of these seats and we're not dealing with all the progressive nonsense that make no sense whatsoever, I'd be happy about that. All right, coming up next, UMB poll, Stephen A. Smith, and the Baltimore City Council talking about the BGE rate hikes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of